I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Should I stay invested? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Jad. You know, according to Fidelity Investments, one of the country's largest 401k providers, the majority of retirement dollars are in stock funds, particularly what are called growth stock funds. Now, it's inevitable that the stock market will drop in value at some point. You were just talking about it a bit earlier. But there's never been a time in history that the market hasn't recovered and reached new highs after a dip. Well, we're seeing volatility in the markets right now. So what should you do? First, remember that volatility is normal. It's the market's way of adjusting to new information, interest rate changes, and global events. Over the past century, the stock market has endured wars, recessions, pandemics, and political upheavals. Yet through it all, its growth. For example, during the 2008 financial crisis, the S&P 500 dropped about 57 points from its peak. By 2013, it had fully recovered. Similarly, when the market plunged 34% in early 2020 due to the pandemic, it rebounded to new highs within months. The lesson? Investors who stayed the course historically came out ahead. Those who tried to time the market, selling, then waiting to get back in, often missed the strongest recovery days. Fidelity's own research shows that missing just the best 10 days in a 30-year investing period can cut returns nearly in half. Now, staying invested doesn't mean standing still. An asset allocation with a mix of stocks, bonds, and cash, perhaps alternatives, reflecting your goals to comfort with risk, helps cushion the impact of falling market while still giving you exposure to growth when it returns. So when the market feels like a roller coaster, take a deep breath and remember, history proves that volatility is temporary, but long-term investing success comes from discipline and perspective. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
And I was watching something on TV recently, and they were doing a little, I think it was a story on how easy it is for, there was some young man who was trading, on his computer, and making bazillion dollars just now. And I'm thinking, there are probably a lot of fools out there who think that's the way to go. And they're probably doing quite well, some of them. But how do you know? I mean, you were just saying, well, I like to get in there and let it work for me, right?
Well, if you're truly actively trading and you're really, you know, you learn how to research stocks and everything, you're of course going to have some misses, but you're probably also going to have some hits. But it can be a full-time job. You know, and yeah. that's why people hire people like us to manage their money for them. But I'm not a fan of just going after the big kill, you know, just trying to find the one hot stock. I mean, we talk a lot about diversification and it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And you've got to just stay invested and stay wisely invested and try to catch some trends. You can certainly do that, but you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, of course.
Today is National Entrepreneurs Day, honoring people who have built an empire from absolutely nothing. Radical inventions by brilliant minds have shaped the way we live today, not to mention our future. And one thing I don't like about entrepreneurs is it's very hard to spell. I'm sure you've noticed that. Entrepreneurs.
It sounds French to me, like rendezvous or something, you know?
A couple of brothers here in town back in the late 50s, entrepreneurs, and I think these guys are like the Entrepreneur Hall of Fame. And they borrowed $300 from their mom and started a little pizza place, and they grew into the Pizza Hut franchise. Frank and Dan Carney. I got to work for Frank. Actually, he was part owner of a radio station I was at for a while.
But, really?
Really? This is I'm in the building. Jad and I are in the building this morning where they had their world headquarters before they decided that it was time to move out of Wichita and go into bigger and better things. So, but
yeah, I knew Frank a bit. As a matter of fact, I introduced him to the woman who later became his wife.
Well, you did. How about that?
I did, and I've met Dan a few times. So it is kind of neat to brush elbows with legends. You know, I mean that's pretty cool.
Yes, it is. All right, sir. Thank you for being with us as always this morning, and we will check with you tomorrow morning. That's Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Coming up, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted this morning. A prisoner is challenging an Australian state's ban on prisoners eating Vegemite, claiming in a court suit that withholding the polarizing yeast-based spread breaches his human right to enjoy his culture as an Australian. Andre McKechnie, who is 54, serving a life sentence for murder, took his battle for the salty, sticky, brown byproduct of brewing beer to the Supreme Court of Victoria, according to documents the court registry released to the Associated Press Tuesday. I've heard of Vegemite. I've never tasted it. How about you, Jay?
No, never tasted it. I've had Marmite, which is
what?
It's similar yeast extract sort of product.
A product from making beer, huh? From brewing
yeah.
Beer.
It's disgusting. It's very terrible.
Well, and it was a song out when my son was a kid about eating a Vegemite sandwich. You know, remember what that was?
No.
I can't remember the name of the song. It was popular when he was a kid, but yeah. So, and he had a friend whose dad was Australian, lived down the block, and they knew about Vegemite. There you go. Ugh.
I got to say, if you're going to give it a try, to give it the best possible chance you can, spread it as thin as possible.
Yeah,
a little goes a very long way when it comes to yeast extract.
You notice how popular it is in America. It's on every shelf, right?
Yeah.
I got a feeling it's probably the food of last resort in Australia.
Yeah, there's so many British or Australian foods that are like that just have very bizarre taste to our American to Americans. If you go to England and someone offers you a pickle and cheese sandwich, Steve, it is not what you're thinking.
Pickle and cheese.
Huh? Yeah, a pickle and cheese is not a pickled cucumber with like a slice of American cheese on white bread. A pickle and cheese is something that's called Branston pickle, and it's literally pickled turnips and other root vegetable type things in a very Marmite-like pickling sauce. It's really terrible.
I really want to go to Great Britain and Scotland one day in a few years maybe, but I'm not anxious about eating there.
Yeah. Just remember, a pickle and cheese will not be what you think you're getting.
What I found in Europe, though, is a lot of good old-fashioned Starbucks everywhere, so they've got some good stuff there. Boeing and Gulf Air announcing today the airline has finalized a firm order for 15 787 Dreamliners with options for three more as the Bahrain-based carrier looks to further develop its international network. The order adds three Boeing 787s to the airline's commitment this July and brings Gulf Air's order book to 17 of the versatile wide-body jets. All right, let's start building them and getting them out the door.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Illegal immigrants with criminal records detained in Sedgwick County. That story and more on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.